To know that I'm with Runnymede, I'm sorry, Ridgedale Gardens, that I represent the owner. We're doing two planning board meetings tonight, one in Verona and one in here. And you're kind enough to put us last, but I know a couple of applications were adjourned. So we'll see where we fall. And we completely understand it's summertime. You know, we're not expecting anything more than if we make it, we make it. If not,
we'll see how it goes.
Yep.
We'll see who else joins. Yeah. Hopefully,
I won't
get another part of that. The other one, yes. What part of
time do you want to talk? Oh, well, I got the other one on at the same time.
All right. Okay, it is 7:30, Chairman.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
Sorry.
You're ready.
Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Zimmerman? Warren? You're on mute.
We see you.
Okay, Warren's here. Mr. Tillery?
I'm here.
Thank
here.
You. Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Yeah.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the?
Yes, there are. The application of Kenya Dinsey, 1834 West 7th Street, is carried to August 12, 2021. And the application of Dwight Mitchell is carried to August 12, 2021, with no further notice. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Before we begin tonight's meeting, I'd like to address something if possible. With the exception of Mr. Keneally, Mr. Chadwick, myself, and Henry Hinterstein, you individuals never had the pleasure of being on the zoning board with Jay Moody. I'm sorry, he was a good guy, and we lost him this week. And I want to, on behalf of all the panel here for the Zoning Board of Piscataway, offer my condolences to his family, his friends, and loved ones. So with that being said, let's move to item number 521ZB36V, Carmelo Medina.
Is Carmelo Medina present?
You need to unmute, Mr. Medina.
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Medina, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
4 Teresa Court, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
And your name, please.
Carmelo Medina.
Thank you. You can put your hand down and please explain to the board what you'd like to do here.
I would like to replace my pool. My pool was broken by a tree falling, and I had to replace the pool. The pool I had was a much bigger pool. It was an oval pool. Since they didn't have the same pool, I had to order a round pool.
Okay, did you have an opportunity to see Mr. Hinterstein's report in this matter?
Yes.
Okay, can you comply with the landscaping and the permits that he requested?
Yes. The four trees that he wanted me to put in?
Yes, and you'll have to get all the permits that are necessary.
If I don't do that, what do I have to do? Remove the pool?
Yes. If we can't be sure that the pool was installed properly, then the zoning board can't grant an approval.
Then I'm in the process of selling my house, and the owner that wants to buy the house does not want the pool anyway. I just heard that he doesn't want the pool. So, you know, I went through all this, you know, thinking that it would be simple. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove the pool. I have no choice.
Pool, then I assume you're going to withdraw this application?
Yes, I'm going to withdraw it, yes. I'm going to remove the pool out of here and sell the house without the pool.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has indicated he wishes to withdraw his application. He has the right to do that.
Do we need to take a vote on that? Or it just
no, I will prepare a resolution for a future meeting for you to vote on, recognizing that he withdrew it voluntarily.
Got it. Thank you for your trouble tonight, Mr. Medina.
Okay.
Let's move on to item 7, 21-ZB-42V, Rubel Vargas.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Okay, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Rubel Vargas, 19 Civil Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'm requesting for a bulk variance to install a fence in the easement area. Area with the easement.
And do you understand that if the township ever needs to access that easement, that the removal and replacement of that fence is your responsibility?
Yes.
And that's agreeable to you?
Yeah.
Those are all the issues contained in Mr. Hinterstein's report, Mr. Chairman.
Got it. Okay, any other people on the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions about this application or comments? Ms. Buckley?
No, sir.
Hearing none, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Was that Warren?
Zimmerman, yeah.
Thank you, sorry. Can't look up at the same time.
Okay. Full row?
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Okay, sir, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll send that document to you, but you'll need that document to get your permit.
I have to reapply for the permit again, Seth.
Did you already install the fence?
No.
Yeah. When you get the piece of paper in the mail that from the zoning board, then you can go down and apply for your permit.
I'll email you everything.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 8, 21-ZB-41V, Santos Lopez.
Yes.
Mr. Lopez, could you raise your right hand?
Yep.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please?
Santos Lopez and 46 Marcel Lane.
Thank you. Can you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yeah, I would like to install a fence in my backyard. It's over an easement as well.
And do you understand that if the township needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for the removal and replacement of that fence?
I understand.
And you agree to that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I believe those are all the issues raised by Mr. Hinterstein in this matter.
Got it. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
Yes, I have a few questions. My name is Richard Barboza. I'm on the right-hand side of Mr. Lopez, and I just wanted to ask a few questions.
Okay, Mr. Barboza, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, it is.
You gave us your name. Give us your address again, please.
Yes, 42 Marcel Lane in Piscataway.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. One of my questions is, I know your inspectors, I'm sure they're very professional, they're very competent, but if an error should be made, you know, accidents do happen. If an error should be made, what recourse do I have if they should come, or his Mr. Lopez's fence should come over into my property? What kind of recourse do I have?
You would contact the township, they would send an inspector out, and we would determine whether or not an error was made and whether or not it was on your property. If so, they would have to remove it and move it back onto his property. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if I haven't, because thank you, Laura, by the way, for sending me the documents. Laura, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If I have somebody independently do a survey and they may conflict with your findings, what happens then?
Well, that would then become a civil matter between you and your neighbor.
Okay. And one other question. how am I to be sure, excuse me, how am I to be sure that, you know, the diversion of the fence wouldn't divert any water or any drainage issues into my basement?
You would have to talk to Mr. Hinterstein about how they recommend that the fences be installed.
Okay. And Mr. Henderson is who? I'm sorry.
Mr. Hinterstein is an employee of the Township of Piscataway. He's usually here at these meetings tonight, but he's on vacation this week.
And does he have an email address that I can contact him?
Just email me tomorrow, Mr. Barbosa. I'll give you everything.
Okay. Okay, Laura. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a
question? Is that it, sir?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Okay. Thank you.
Laura, anyone else?
No, that's it, Chairman.
Okay. Seeing none, we're going to close the public portion, and I will make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
I'm getting Calpesh on that one. Okay, Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send a copy to you. You'll need that copy to get your building permit.
Thank you very much.
Your fence permit. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item 10, 21-ZB-23/24V, Ridgedale Gardens and Piscataway LLC.
There is a possibility that this applicant is tied up in another zoning board hearing.
Actually, Verona had a power outage and they could not get a quorum. Our attorney, our engineer, our architect are all logging on right now.
Okay.
Sorry. If we could just use some more of your time.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, they were supposed to be in another zoning board meeting and we possibly were gonna move them to the end of the agenda. But since Verona had its issues, they're logging on and they should be here momentarily.
Should we move on to item number 11 before we fall back? We don't know how long it's gonna take for them to log in. You know what, we'll take a brief 5 minute and
I'm gonna call Mr. Chadwick.
Yeah, if they have, okay. If they haven't logged in by then, we'll move on to item number 11.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Chairman? Hey, Chairman, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Mr. Skolnick.
Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate your indulgence.
Can we just give 1 second, please? I'm on the phone with our planner.
We're a 5 minute break here.
Thank you.
Yeah, couple of minutes more.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman.
You're welcome, sir.
We, up until this afternoon, we were, the same group was first on in another town. They have power outages and we were sixth on your agenda. So we tried to do the unthinkable and go for two hearings in one night. Of course, an abject failure. Can't do it. Cannot be done.
I feel bad for Verona.
Thank you. They don't have a quorum. They have power outages.
Right.
So they only have three. We'll have to renotice there. So thank you. We appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
I see that I have my engineer on who, and my architect if we need them, and one of my clients as well. So we're ready to go whenever you
okay. need. Another minute or two on our end, if that's okay.
Okay, we appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chadwick is calling in. He's having technical difficulties also on his computer.
Okay, let's wait for him to connect before we proceed.
I'm just going to block the video for a second while I try to lower that light behind me.
Take your time, sir. You went from bad to worse since it's calling.
Yeah, okay.
You look like you're being interrogated.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put some light on in the background.
Appreciate it.
I'll work on my lighting situation. It'll do. If I can get my head to block the light, I'll be okay.
Nothing yet, Laura?
No. I told him if he had a problem to call back. He had a secretary on the other line. They were trying to call it in. He hasn't called, so I guess he's still trying. I mean, he has everything. I don't know if you want to just start.
John Chadwick.
Thanks for joining us, John.
Hi, John.
Okay, let's proceed now. Already announced, it's Ridgedale Gardens and at Piscataway LLC.
Thank you, Chairman. Richard Skolnick on behalf of the applicant. We're here tonight seeking site plan approval with some bulk variances. No D variance. There's not a D variance in this application. The board had jurisdiction over this because of some prior D variances. Our address is 300 North Randolphville Road, and it's identified on the tax maps as block 2406. Lots 27.02 and 31.01. We're looking to renovate an existing building and converting a portion of it into a fitness room. We're proposing a new garage and storage area and an outdoor amenity area with an outdoor grill area, a tot lot, and a dog run. We have a couple of variances. We're looking for 1 foot in terms of the height of the fence for the dog run, 4 feet required or permitted. We're proposing 5 feet just to be on the safe side. And then the proposal has a couple of setback variances for the front yard and for our accessory structures, but the setback is to a paper street. And our engineer will go through the plan. So there's nobody really over there. It's a paper street, but we did notice for these variances. So I just have one witness tonight, our engineer, Mike Roth. He's also a professional planner. And if you need him, I have our architect here. And as I mentioned, we have my client on the phone also. So with that, if I may, Mr. Chairman, can I call Michael Roth, ask that he be sworn, and I'll qualify him, hopefully.
Please proceed. Please proceed.
You raise your
right hand. Good evening, everyone. This is John Chadwick. Apologize for the technical difficulty. I'm present.
Good evening, John.
Thanks, John. Welcome aboard.
Mr. Roth, could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Where the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Sure. My name is Michael Roth of Roth Engineering, LLC, and the business address is 52 Quail Run, Long Valley, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Mr. Roth, can you give your qualifications as a civil engineer and as a planner?
Yes, I'm the owner of Roth Engineering LLC and have designed and managed a number of projects throughout the state, just like the one I'll be going over tonight. I graduated with a bachelor's degree of science in civil engineering from New Jersey Institute of Technology. I'm also a licensed professional engineer and planner in the state, and my license is in good standing. I've appeared before other land use boards previously. However, this is my first appearance before this board, and I look forward to going over this project tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Roth. I think that your qualifications are more than admirable. Please proceed.
Thanks, okay. Chairman. And does Mr. Roth have screen sharing ability?
It appears I do, Mr. Skolnick.
Okay. So, Mike, can you go over the site plan?
Sure. I'm going to start with a exhibit. I'll refer to this as A1.
Was this part of the submitted set?
It was submitted. It was not part of the submitted set, but it was submitted prior to the hearing.
Why don't we mark this as A1 with today's date, just to be clear?
Sure. And I'll give some information on this plan. So we'll refer to this as A1, existing conditions aerial map. This plan is dated June 18th, 2021. It's at a scale of 1 inch equals to 60 feet. For orientation purposes, north is to the top of the page, east is to the right, south is to the bottom, and west is to the left. This is an aerial map dated September 21st, 2020, with the subject properties outlined in red. The subject properties are lots 27.02 and 31.01 of block 2406 that make up the Ridgedale Gardens apartment complex, which is outlined in red. The project proposes improvements that are only on lot 27.02 to the west, which is this larger parcel. This 10.5 acre tract is located in the RM multifamily residential zone district. The surrounding properties consist of a school to the north within the ER zone, an apartment complex to the east within the RM zone, and industrial properties to the south and west within the LI zone. The property has frontage on North Randolphville Road from the northwest to the northeast, Old New Brunswick Road to the southeast, the railroad to the south, and Old North Randolphville Road to the west. Although the property has multiple frontages, the only access points to the site are from North Randolphville Road to the northeast and northwest. Old New Brunswick Road to the southeast is a public roadway, but there's no access to the site. And finally, Old North Randolphville Road to the west is an unimproved street, and there's no access to the site. So just to focus in on that a little more, I don't know if my cursor shows up on everyone's screen, but this is the property line that's in question, and the amenity improvements are proposed between Old North Randolphville Road and this last row of apartment buildings to the west of the site. And as you can see from this aerial, there's no real public roadway. It's essentially, as Mr. Skolnick mentioned, a paper street. So to review the proposed improvements in closer detail, I'm going to flip to my next plan, which I'll refer to this as A2, Exhibit A2, entitled Site Plan Rendering, dated June 18th, 2020, at a scale of 1 inch equals to 30 feet. The proposed improvements are rendered in color and overlaid on the same aerial map. The view has been twisted, and the new orientation is as follows. North is to the right, east is to the bottom, south is to the left, and west is to the top. So again, we're working between the areas of the existing buildings in Old North Randolphville Road, which again, just flipping back to A1 to orientate everyone correctly, was this area in here. So we rotated the view just to show the proposed improvements better. The project proposes the following improvements. A portion of the existing northern building that is currently used for storage will be converted to a fitness room, and that's shown by this black line Here, if you follow my cursor, a small addition to the southern building is proposed, which is shown by this brown area, which is to provide a storage area, which is essentially relocating the other storage area in this building here that's being converted to a fitness room. The addition is proposed 64.3 feet from the front property line of Old North Randolphville Road, where 75 feet is required. Therefore, a variance is being requested. So again, that dimension is from this corner of the building, which is the addition for the storage room to the property line of Old North Randolphville Road. The project results in a slight increase in building coverage, which is in compliance with the 20% maximum requirement, where 17.6% is proposed. The project also proposes an outdoor grill area shaded in tan, which is where my cursor is moving right now, a tot lot shaded in green, and a dog run also shaded in green, which are all located to the west of the existing buildings, between the existing apartment buildings and Old North Randolphville Road. The grill area and the tot lot are located 25 feet from the property line, and the dog run is located 12 feet from the property line. These features are considered accessory structures, which require a 100-foot front yard setback from Old North Randolphville Road. Therefore, three variances are being requested, one for each structure. In addition, a 5-foot-high chain link fence is proposed around the dog run, where no fence within the front yard setback line shall exceed 4 feet in height. Therefore, a variance is being requested. And as mentioned previously, the fence site is provided for safety purposes, and this is a standard for the property owner's dog runs that they have on other sites. The project results in a very minor increase in impervious coverage of only 0.3% over the 10.5-acre property. Lighting is proposed to protect public safety for the walkways to these new spaces. And next, there's no change in the number of parking spaces provided. There is a existing handicap space that is located to the southwest of this existing building here. And we're simply just making the handicap space up to code by providing the necessary striping and curb ramp. And this access point provides for ADA access to the amenity spaces. So in summary, we are requesting 5C bulk variances that are all related to the front yard setback of Old North Randolphville Road. Both the C1 and C2 criteria can be applied to our request for variance relief. The property line of Old North Randolphville Road, as you can see from the aerial mapping, is an unimproved street that technically is a front property line, but serves more as a side property line to the neighboring property since there is no real public roadway. This unique condition creates a hardship by enforcing the area to the front yard setback requirements, therefore satisfying the positive criteria for the C1 variances. For the C2 criteria, the property is being greatly enhanced by these improvements to benefit the residents of the apartment complex and results in no detriment to the project. Next, for the negative criteria, we investigated the surrounding properties. There's no detriment to the property to the west based on its current use and that there is existing landscaping and buffering between the two properties. One other thing to note, this area between the apartment buildings and adjacent property is currently open space, which provides an area for the people of the apartment complex to use. And we're simply just making it a more formal space that meets current lifestyle trends by providing the dog run, tot lot, and grill area. Based on these reasons, is my opinion that the variance can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good, and that it will not substantially impact the intent and purpose of the master plan and zoning ordinance. We have received a township comment letter referring to the memorandum from Division of Engineering and Planning prepared by Mr. Henry Hinterstein. It's dated June 30th, 2021. I'm just going to hit on a couple of the key comments that require some testimony. Comment number two, we would just like to note within this comment, they asked that the fence for the dog run will be black. The owner would like the flexibility for it to be either black or green. Green would potentially be an option if we would like it to blend in with landscaping. Comment number six, we will provide the drainage calculations for the proposed stormwater system for the project site only. And number seven, as mentioned in testimony, we're not adding a new handicap space. We're just bringing the existing one up to current standards, and it does provide for access to these new spaces we're proposing. And comment number eight, we agree to provide the evergreen trees to provide buffering from North Randolphville Road. And I believe the intention was to provide buffering in this area here to buffer the public roadway of North Randolphville Road. So we will comply with that comment. And number nine, the ownership team has reviewed the dead trees within the project site, and we will be replacing up to six trees for comment number nine. And lastly, comment number 10 was regarding outside agency approval. We already actually received Middlesex County approval per their letter dated April 20th, 2021. That concludes my testimony. I will turn it back over to Mr. Rick Skolnick.
And I'll turn it back over to the chairman. We have the architect here, got the client as well on the line, chairman, but that's what we have.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just, I discussed this with Mr. Roth earlier today, and he's basically confirmed our conclusions. I did have a report. For some reason or other, the Gremlins got it. The other, there's four items in the report. Three of them have been addressed through the testimony. The last item is the elevation.
Recording in progress.
You'd have to,
Mr. Roth or Mr. Skolnick, is that acceptable to your client to include the windows?
So just to touch upon that, we'll start with the fitness room, which is this area here, shown by the black line where my cursor is. So for that use in that building, it will consist of a storefront door, which is essentially a large window and a door, which is at the front face. There's no windows at the side, and in the back, there's two smaller windows. And then for the addition for the garage, which is to the south of the site, this brown area, we simply just have the front door, and there's no windows at the front side or rear.
Referring to the two smaller windows in the gym area.
Right, those two small windows are part of the plan and are at the back side of that fitness room. That's accurate.
Fine, so we agree. Okay.
Anything else, Mr. Chadwick?
No.
Okay, thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions?
Yes, Steve Weissman.
Sure, Steve, go ahead.
For the section, the beige section where you have grills and a receptor, a garbage receptacle. Mr. Chadwick, are there any issues with fire concerns? Because I don't see an adequate way to get a fire truck or an engine in there if there is an issue, and there's lots of fuel to burn.
You may want them to put something underneath, you mean a non-flammable base under the grills. Beyond that, I have no suggestions.
A lot of our fire coals are people who discard their coals thinking they're out, and they put them into a receptacle, and at some point in the evening, the receptacle catches fire, ignites. And my concern would be a safety issue there. Because there is no way. I don't see in this picture. I'm looking for hydrants. I don't see them.
require then, you know, some sort of metal or concrete receptacle for ashes. That would make some sense, and I would think it would be used.
Well, let's go past Mr. Gore.
Chairman, my clients indicated it's going to be natural gas grills.
Okay.
Not coals. So would that be reasonable to address that concern? I don't think we'd have a problem with some bins or containers, but they've indicated that it's going to be natural gas.
That alleviates a big portion of it.
Mr. Weissman?
I'm okay with that.
Is that okay? Okay. Any other members of the board? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any comments or questions about this application? Ms. Buckley? You're muted, Laura.
Sorry. No one, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I will second.
Call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, we'll memorialize this at our meeting in August.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We were concerned we weren't going to get heard tonight. We were sixth on the agenda after a use variance. There was no way possible that we would not finish the other application and make it onto this agenda.
Well,
so there you go for prognosticating.
We're glad to accommodate. Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
There you go.
Oh,
we appreciate your time, board members. Thank you so much.
Have a good
Take
night.
Care. Okay.
It's going to be August 12th, Jim?
Yes, that's the date.
Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Let's move on to item number 11, 21-ZB-21V, Mohammed Radwan.
Yes, good evening. My name's John Sullivan. I'm an attorney with the offices of Vastola and Sullivan representing the applicant.
Good evening, Mr. Sullivan. Please proceed.
Thank you. Mohammed Radwan is the applicant. He's the owner of the property located at 28 Curtis Ave. The site is fully improved with a 1.5-story two-family dwelling, a garage, and some related site improvements. It is located in the R7.5 zone district, which does allow single-family homes as a principal permitted use, but it does not permit two-family dwellings. So the application before you this evening is for the issuance of a certificate of nonconformity pursuant to NJSA 40:55D-68. And in particular, asking for a certificate of nonconformity for a two-family dwelling. Along with the application, we have submitted several documents, including municipal tax records, the property deed, site photographs, smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector certificates for each unit, a construction permit, survey, set of floor plans, and the zoning permit denial. The only witness I have this evening is Mr. Radwan, and I saw him earlier, and hopefully he is, yes, there he is, Mr. Radwan.
Mr. Radwan, can you raise your right hand?
Yes, sir.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please.
Mohammed K. Radwan, address 28 Curtis Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Radwan, you are the owner of the property located at 28 Curtis Avenue?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you owned it?
5 years.
Okay. And you bought that from a bank that had foreclosed on the property, correct?
Yes, correct.
And prior to buying it, how was the property marketed?
It was a two-family.
Okay, and there were multiple listing...
Yes.
And things like that, indicating that it was being marketed as a two-family?
Yes, sir.
And did you visit the site before you purchased it?
Yes, I did.
And based on your observations, did it appear to be a two-family or a single-family or something other than that?
Two-family.
And prior to closing, you did apply for and receive a smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector certificate for each unit?
Yes.
And based on all of that, did you believe that you were buying a two-family home?
Yes.
How did it come about that you learned that the township was indicating it was not a two-family and resulting in you bringing this application?
That was a surprise for me because when I bought it was two-family and I renovated everything to family, two entrance in front, two entrance, two back doors, two kitchens, two electric units, three gas meters, two boilers, everything was two-family.
Okay, and you learned of that because you applied for a construction permit?
Yes,
and sir. And the zoning officer issued the zoning permit denial?
Yes.
Now, you submitted a survey, and that survey is dated October 20th of 2017, and that's accurate and shows the condition of the property as it was in 2017 as well as now?
Yes, it is.
And that shows the house, the driveway, and a garage, and they're all still there?
Still there, yes.
Okay. And what is the total number of parking spaces available on the site?
At least six cars.
And you also submitted a set of floor plans that you prepared, correct?
Yes, correct.
And that shows two separate units, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And is this a side-by-side duplex type of setup, or is it a first floor, second floor type of setup?
Side-by-side.
Okay. And could you briefly, I know you mentioned it before, could you just briefly mention the rooms that each unit has?
The unit A has three bedrooms and the kitchen and two bathrooms and the living room. And unit B have one bedroom, living room and the kitchen and bathroom.
Okay. And you sent some site photographs along with this application. And in those photographs, the purpose of those was, number one, to show that each unit had its own separate front and rear entrance. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And it also indicates each unit has its own separate mailboxes.
Yes.
And then the separate rooms that you just mentioned.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about the utilities. Does each unit have a separate hot water heater, furnace, and air conditioning, or are they shared utilities?
No, separate. Okay. And separate electric meter also.
Okay. And do they have separate gas meters as well?
No, it's only one gas meter because it was three gas meters, but the township forced me to remove two of them to allow me get the gas to the house.
And what about water and sewer? Are they shared in common or are they separate?
Water and sewer, they are, I'm not sure about this.
Okay. And you also submitted the property tax records in connection with the property, correct?
Yeah, two family for the tax, yes. I pay for two family.
Okay, and those records show that the home was constructed in 1914, is that correct?
Yes.
And when it talks about style, it mentions a multi-family?
Yes.
And in terms of number of units, it mentions two, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. Now, you performed some renovations to the property. Is that correct?
Correct.
And in connection with that, you did obtain permits. And one permit in particular, which we submitted, number 2018-2026, that indicated that was limited to replacing the gas piping in Unit A, correct?
Yes, correct.
So what is your background? Are you in construction or have you bought and sold properties before and fixed them up?
Yes, I did buy a lot of properties and fix them up, yes.
Okay. And based on that experience, the construction of this home, did it appear to you that it was originally built as a two-family or was it converted at some point from a single-family to a two-family?
It was originally built as two-family.
Now, we received the township reports, and you've had a chance to review those?
Yes.
And the first one was from the Director of Public Works, which didn't have a comment. The second one was from Mr. Chadwick, which is a planning report, so I'm not going to ask you to address that. And then the third one was from Mr. Hinterstein, and he had made a couple of recommendations. First was to revise the floor plan to label the rooms. Second was to provide an architect's certification that the building has appropriate unit separation per building codes. And the third one was to pave the driveway. Are you willing and able to comply with each of those conditions?
Sure, yes.
That is all I have for Mr. Radwan.
Thank you.
Anyone on the board have any comments? Are you done, Mr. Sullivan? Is that your?
If I could just sum up briefly.
Please.
I take that opportunity. Okay, so the municipal land use law, particularly section 40:55D-68, does permit the board to issue a certificate of nonconformity for this property and, in fact, any property. A nonconforming use is one which was lawful prior to the adoption, revision, or amendment of the zoning ordinance, but which fails to conform to the current zoning ordinance as a result of such adoption, revision, or amendment. In a case like this, where the buildings were constructed prior to the adoption of the zoning ordinance, we do rely on records and other available information to help make the determination as to whether we have proved our claim for a certificate of nonconformity. Case law shows us that we must show you more than a mere intention that a nonconforming use was established. And I think we've been able to do that here through the tax records, the construction records. I think they're all relevant in making this determination. Of course, not every record we'd love to see is available, and that happens in these type of cases due to the passage of time. But we do know a few things, and that was that this was constructed in 1914. Back then, the zoning ordinance had not yet been adopted. The tax records do show it as a two-family. Fire prevention and the construction department, by issuing certificates or permits for each separate unit, have recognized it as a two-family. The floor plans and site photographs and the survey that we've submitted all show that this is a duplex-style two-family dwelling. And the survey shows us that there is adequate parking for a two-family use. I believe all of this leads to the conclusion that it's more likely than not that this was, in fact, a two-family dwelling and that it was built that way, and it's been used that way ever since. So we would ask you to consider issuing a certificate of nonconformity for this property.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan.
Thank you.
John Chadwick on the line still?
Yes.
John, you have any questions or comments?
No, you know, I tried to go back through the census data that we've heard presented in a couple cases, and I think they must have changed the address because you can't find anything for the 1940 census. But I've been to the property, and I have to agree with Mr. Sullivan's comments.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Any other members have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Public portion's open. Any comments or questions? Ms. Buckley?
No, sir.
Okay. Public portion's closed. I'd make a motion to approve the application.
I will second it.
Ms. Buckley, call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Did we lose Kalpesh?
He's muted.
Damn. You can do it. Hit the button. He went in the
Come
kitchen.
Come on, Kalpesh. Almost there.
Come on, Kalpesh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mr. Yeah, sorry, case. Guys. I'm out of town, basically.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Chairman Cahill, is a yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sullivan, we will memorialize this at our August meeting and send a copy to you.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, everybody.
Take care.
Russell.
Let's move on to item number 12, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of June 24th, 2021.
First resolution is Rolanda Johnson. This application was approved. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mitterrando?
Bill, you're muted.
You're muted, Bill. Wave high.
Yes. If you give us a thumbs up or a yes, too, we'll take it.
The second resolution is Angela Gomez. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes. Thumbs up.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Third resolution, Carrie and Matt Alagier. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
I abstained.
Thank you. Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next resolution is Solops LLC, 371 Hose Lane. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
The last resolution is Solops LLC, 377 Hose Lane. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have.
Okay, item number 13, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of June 24th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Item number 14, adjournment. I make a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Adios.
Aye.
Once again, everyone, thank you for your volunteer work.
Have a good night, everyone.
Have a safe couple of weeks. We'll see you in August.
Have a good evening, and I apologize for my lack of secretarial skills.
John, no problem at all, sir. Better late than never.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, take care, guys.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.